KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Chef Jose Andres, the founder of the World Central Kitchen Aid Group, said he believes that Israeli forces targeted the seven aid workers killed in an Israeli strike on Monday in Gaza. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on the U.S. reaction.
President Biden will be speaking with Prime Minister Netanyahu in what is expected and likely to be a very tense call. Look, President Biden, we know, is outraged and he says heartbroken by these killings. In his strongest rebuke yet this week, he accused Israel of simply not doing enough to protect civilians.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's arrived in China for a week of bilateral economic talks. Officials in Los Angeles are trying to figure out just how much money was stolen from a money storage facility after thieves broke in undetected on Easter Sunday and took tens of millions of dollars. There are no suspects. And nobody won the Powerball jackpot, the next jackpot Saturday, worth $1.23 billion. This is ABC News. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled across the country. Millions of Americans have been facing severe weather, including heavy rain and tornadoes, says ABC's Lionel Moyes.
The storm's bringing strong winds and heavy rain to the Midwest, South, and the Northeast. Outside Philadelphia, a woman was killed when a tree crushed her car. At least 28 tornadoes were reported across 9 states. One person was killed in Kentucky. And in Georgia, a twister packing winds of 150 miles per hour, causing damage outside Atlanta.
And a new storm system moving east is threatening to cloud some views of the solar eclipse on Monday. Hard rockers Kiss announced they've sold their catalog, brand name, and intellectual property to Swedish company Pop House Entertainment in a deal estimated to be worth more than $300 million. The deal also includes digital avatars of the band that were unveiled during their farewell tour last year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a message. 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-La Crosse. He predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
It was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation because it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin voters are approving two constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can work on the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary to safeguard election integrity, but opponents say they could leave local elections underfunded and understaffed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Memphis Grizzlies last night, 111-101. The Bucks now 29-9 at Fiserv Forum this year. Doc Rivers says he became increasingly concerned about Giannis Antetokounmpo's sore hamstring injury as the game wore on.
It was just visible what you saw. And, you know, I'm protective in that way for right now. Listen, we have, what, 8 games, 7 games? We want to be right and healthy.
Baseball, the Brewers have today off after losing to the Twins yesterday, 7-3. It was the first game in nearly 3 years for starting pitcher Joe Ross following 2 Tommy John surgeries. Pat Murphy.
Joe will tell you he didn't throw his best, but he competed. I love what I saw, because to go out there and he hadn't started a baseball game in Major League since 2021, to get back on the hill and compete against a good ball club, the Minnesota Twins, they hit in the clutch and they took 7 walks, which is unacceptable on our part.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and windy with scattered light rain and snow showers today. Our high near 40 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30, especially this morning. Tonight, we could see a few flurries, otherwise partly cloudy 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 45. We're back to 50 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Tune in Thursday for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got congressional candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley, New Marquette University Law School polling Charles Franklin. Tune in.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on Thursday morning on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. Civic Media app, 36 degrees across the board, Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. We got snow falling, big flakes in Green Bay right now. We're right downtown on the street. Those are some huge. You see the size of this thing?
Yeah.
But like silver dollar size flakes.
It's also 36 degrees, so yeah. It's not staying.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's
yeah,
like,
those are
wow.
Cool flakes.
Very cool flakes.
Do you remember?
It's like a snow globe.
Do you remember that Seattle game?
Of course.
God, that was
unbelievable. Sports Illustrated had such a cool picture, remember? And it's all it said was super cool.
Those were the huge snowflakes.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
It wasn't that cold that night.
No, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Great night. I remember walking up to the stadium that night, and I was at a buddy's tailgate party, kind of where like Titletown is now.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing. And I even told Domus when I said, hey, just
take
just
this
stand
in.
Here and take this in. Appreciate
it. To Anna too.
I said, you know what? There's going to be millions upon millions upon millions of people sitting in their couch tonight saying, holy man,
yeah,
would I love to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin tonight. Just soak this in and appreciate it.
And people were standing around, and there was it was, seemed like a family crowd that
yes,
night. I don't know why,
but
it was just really a lot of... Maybe it was during...
It was right around Christmas,
so
wasn't it?
So the kids were home for Christmas. That's what it was. So they were... Because I went with my daughter. And she obviously was in college then. But people just put their tongues out, catching...
It was the coolest setting really cool. I've ever been at for a Packer game.
I agree. She still talks about that. But yeah, that was all the games we went to. That really
were you there in
up.
85 with that big blizzard when they played Tampa?
No, my brother was. Yeah, okay. He talks about that. Yeah, that was... No, I didn't go to games back then.
That was
pretty
incredible.
Yeah.
But that night with Seattle is the greatest setting I've ever seen for a Green Bay Packer game.
I don't even know if we won or lost.
Oh, yeah, they won.
Did they?
Okay. Yeah. Then the next week got beat, I think, by the Giants in the championship game.
Oh, yeah. I remember that game. All right. So, speaking of the Brewers.
Yes.
No.
We get tickets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, let's go. Okay. Guys, okay, Todd, if you can't do this right, we'll bring in. Who can we bring in to take this over? Because Todd's obviously not doing it right.
No.
Because there's no way we'd have 100% saying no on guys in leisure suits.
100% no on that.
Right. So
guys or women?
You said both.
A little both.
You said both. You opened it up to both.
How could guys say no to a leisure suit?
Because they weren't nerdy. They were like,
and
they
kind of fit weird because they're most of them
polyester,
were polyester.
Which fit fantastic. What? I love the feeling of polyester pants.
It didn't wrinkle.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that on it, and I'm going to give it to you for Christmas.
You might as well.
I love the feeling of polyester pants.
I do.
Cheap.
I think that...
So we were talking about the dress
codes. Dingo boots?
And dingo boots.
No 80, yes 20?
Yeah. If they had them. Remember, that's what you asked.
Oh, if you had them, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you heard of them, I think people, especially
but
after you said
but did guys look hot in them? That'd be 100% yes.
Okay, well, just quit changing the question.
Trampolines, did you have them at your school? 100% yes.
Oh, okay.
You had the only school that didn't have trampolines.
Holy Redeemer,
you're the only school that didn't have a trampoline?
Maybe, yeah, I want to say.
All the people listening in Northeast Wisconsin,
if it's 100%,
you went to the only school that didn't have a trampoline.
Maybe I don't remember the trampoline.
Hmm? And then square dancing. Somebody said, did you have square dancing? We did in gym class.
So did we.
Hated that. Oh, you'd have to hold hands with that one girl who's sweaty hands and whatever. And I hated that. I can't dance. I don't know how to dance in any way, shape, or form. I just kind of grind.
I think someone summed up the poll.
What is it?
The guys that wore leisure suits don't want to admit it.
I wore a leisure suit and I'm admitting it. I wore them. You know what? For our summer bash, I might wear one. I might wear a leisure suit for a summer bash.
Well, I'm wearing...
If we could find one.
Snake.
You're wearing your snakeskin boots.
I am.
And your snake skin belt.
No, it's not snakeskin. It's just a Western belt with the big buckle.
With your name on it.
That turquoise
buckle. And then you know what else you need to wear then? You got to get one of those big, like Dick the Milkman used to have for all of his things. One of those big wallets with a chain on it.
That I do not have.
We got to get you one of
those. That I do not have.
We got to get you one of those.
Don't care, because I'll never use it.
You use it that day, that one day.
Now, if you find something in the garbage, I'll take it. But don't go.
By the way, my boy Tori sent me a great picture of something he found in the garbage that a buddy of his refinished.
Yeah.
That dresser.
Yeah.
That was spectacular. It's gorgeous. People, let us know what's the coolest thing you've ever found in somebody else's garbage. Let us know, because I found some extremely cool things I was so proud of. Let us know what you have found in other people's garbage that you're very proud of. So, there we go.
What if people didn't go through garbage like me?
Well, what about the people that respect our environment like me? I don't want to have to fill in the landfill.
Tickets.
Brewer tickets.
The Brewers are 4-1?
Yeah.
That's good, right?
It's really good.
But don't they play like a million games?
162.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Mr. Pessimist. No, the 4-1. Yeah, there's still 160 games left. What big deal? Todd?
Yeah.
Help me out here.
All right.
Let's get a texter or two lined up here.
You can win tickets, because I am going to ask Johnny.
Yes.
10, maybe, we'll see how he does. State capitals. Do you know state capitals?
We'll see. I have to get, let's say for each person. Well, we're playing for both of them. I have to get 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Six out of ten, they're winners.
Okay.
So here's what we want to do.
If that doesn't work, we have to get 2 more contestants, and we start over again with more capitals.
So time I get now 6 out of 10. Know Your State Capitals with your host, former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt. Here's how you play. Download the Civic Media app right now and choose WISS or WGBW as your station. Then text in right now that you'd like to play Know Your State Capitals. We'll get you on the board here, and then hopefully John will win some Brewers tickets for Sunday's game against Seattle. And 110 is the first pitch on that.
And it will be 72 degrees for that game.
Oh, it's going to be nice.
That's going to be fantastic. Here we go.
So if you get 6, our winners get the tickets?
Yes. If I don't, then unfortunately our 2 contestants are lost, and we bring in 2 more contestants.
Okay. All right.
And you got to give me 10 more states.
Okay.
Well, you say you know them all like the back of your hand, so.
Well, let me tell you why.
Oh, okay.
That it's just right. Kill the music.
Kill the music. I got something really important to say here.
This is interesting.
Kill the music is going to be so insightful, you can't believe this.
Let me tell you a story.
Okay. It's so stimulating. Todd, you got to kill the music. You're going to ruin this if you don't kill the music. Come on.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Here we go.
So, when my kids were young, like mm-hmm. 6, 8, and I guess that would be 5.
Okay.
No, 3. They wanted a dog.
Okay. Every kid does?
Every kid does. And we're like, eh. So I was traveling a lot at that time, like a lot. And I said to him, okay, Dad, we want a dog. And I said, I'll tell you what. If you can name every capital in every state, I'll get you a dog. So I would travel, and I'd go to like Salt Lake City. I'd send them a postcard. I'm in the capital. And so that's a young age, 6 and 8 and
yeah.
5
yeah, yeah.
And 3. And my mom was a teacher. And the kids, every one of them, they could name. And it took them, you know, probably 3 or 4 months to do that. We had a map up on the wall in the kitchen. And they could name, you name any state, they would name the capital. And then it came time to name the dog. And they're like, you know, Madison and then Austin. Anyway, we ended up calling the dog Juno.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Which is cool. And it was a little white Bichon. And I told the Bichon.
I have Bichon.
No, they're great dogs.
They're terrible.
No, they're awesome. Mm. We had two of them.
You can't train them.
Oh, well, sure you can.
No.
Well, you don't have to. They're smart dogs. Bichons are smart dogs. Mm. Anyway, I told that story to the bishop, and he gave that like in a homily one time. He was impressed with that. That's a good story, though. Teach your kids.
Really?
All right, start the music.
Hey,
the music.
Hey, right. tell me the priest didn't phone that one in that Sunday. Huh?
This is a great story. I was at the
Knights of Columbus banquet last night, and I didn't quite have time to prepare, but let me tell you a story about the mayor's dog.
Yeah. Two Bichons.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Who are we playing for, Todd?
Got Ken and we got Mary on.
Ken and Mary. Here we go.
All right.
I will try to win for you.
All right. We are
going
south.
Yep.
Louisiana.
Louisiana is New Orleans. Lafayette.
It's on the water.
Baton Rouge.
Yep.
Damn it. All right. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Let's go something easy. Florida.
Tallahassee.
Yeah. I kind of gave this
that
one.
Is one.
That is one. Is this hard? This isn't. Nevada. Come on.
Reno.
No.
What is it?
Carson City. I got to find something easier for you. Here you go.
Sorry,
you know what? You know.
Ken.
No, it's like Tallahassee. You're going to know this one too because it's a sports team.
Okay.
Michigan.
Well, it's easy. Ann Arbor.
John.
I know it's Lansing. I'm from Michigan.
We'll give him that one.
Well,
That's two now.
Okay.
For our listeners.
And how many?
I told you who our governor was, right? George Romney was our governor.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was Romney's dad.
Yeah. I went to school with his son.
Wait a minute. So that was
the one that ran
senator's
for president?
Brother?
He said, no, he sent him up to Nagani to go to school. You wanted more culture.
He wanted him off the grid while he ran for president. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I thought I'd be better at this than I am. So I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Northeast.
Here we go.
Maine.
Banger.
No.
Portland.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. No.
Is it Portland? I suck at this.
What is it?
No, it's not Maine. Augusta.
Augusta?
Yeah.
Nobody knew that.
So far, John has two, and we've got 2 minutes left.
God, this is not going well.
You know what, Johnny? I'm going to give you easy ones. That's what I'm going to do because I want you to kind of win. Not too bad, but a little bit. Arkansas.
Little Rock.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
That is three now for our play.
Okay. See, he won't just acknowledge that I got one right. Everybody knows that.
This is another one you're going to know. Maryland.
And
think Baltimore. About that. No.
Annapolis.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, what do you mean there you go? You got it wrong. He said Baltimore. Everybody says Baltimore.
That's four now.
No,
four.
You get this wrong.
Come on,
okay.
Two more.
I got to get these. Two more. All right.
Got to get these two.
1 minute.
All right. Colorado.
Denver.
Okay. What took
this
so
seems
long?
Because it seemed too easy. You know what I mean?
That. I agree. All right.
Here we go. For the win.
For the win. Alaska.
Juno.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Well,
I gave
it
one. Okay, well,
one more.
Let's see. What's another one I can give you? South Dakota.
Pierre.
That's it.
That's right.
Nice job. Congratulations.
Wow.
Oh, that was
Mary.
Good, John.
Tickets for the Milwaukee Brewers on Sunday, courtesy of your friends here at Civic Media.
That was harder than I thought it was going to be.
You got six, right?
Augusta. I've never heard of Augusta, Maine.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure I'm wrong, John.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeez.
You should have named your dog Augusta.
Nah, Austin came very, very close.
Okay. All right. Congratulations.
Very close. But anyway, we love that dog.
So we got winners. We're going to send a quick break. We're back in more right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out.
Rhett Solvine on Truckers Thursday. I could, you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to just travel, drive for the UP or something, and listen to nothing but Red Solvine songs. Wouldn't you?
Me? No.
Yeah, no? Okay.
No, maybe
we were talking about, like, maybe every Tuesday or every other Tuesday this summer, we're going to travel around to different areas, go to little restaurants.
Not in a truck. We're going to take my car.
I know, but can we play Red Solvine the entire time?
I don't know.
He's got that song right there is Phantom 409. Have you ever heard of Giddy Up Go? Teddy Bear?
This is
Teddy Bear will make you cry.
Now you
Teddy
you,
Bear
you
will make you
this.
Weep not on this
sing,
show.
Not if you sing it. John, this is what we'll do. We'll listen to what you want on the way there.
Hey, truckers out there.
Right.
This here's Teddy Bear.
This is what Johnny and I are going to do this summer. Mm-hmm. I think on Tuesdays, we're going to talk to Todd a little bit more, but on Tuesdays, we're going to go and to a business, and it's probably going to be a restaurant, but it may be something else or to an event we'll go to, and we'll kind of report on that and how great this is in Oshkosh, how great this is in Appleton. And so on the way there, we'll listen to what you want. On the way back, we'll listen to what I want.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay. I like it.
So what would I, we kind of know what
barbershop.
John would listen.
I want Red Solvine.
Barbershop?
I got Barbershop.
It's
in my car. The CD's in there.
You
we're
can't listen, do
we're
that.
We're going to listen to my dad. Yeah, yeah, we are. I have to listen to your Red Smith or whatever that guy's name is.
Red Solvine. Okay, how about this? We let the listeners decide this one.
No, my
folks,
car.
Folks.
That's why, John.
Folks,
that's
decide
why,
this for us.
Don't do
trucker
it.
Music or
barbershop.
Barbershop.
Best barbershop music ever recorded.
Folks, help me out. We'll go by what you say.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
because,
we are.
No, John, that's no, this. If we were
I'll
taking,
figure out one here. Don't forget Del Reeves for the ride. Yep. I'm telling you.
Or. Okay, but here's
trucker music. I love trucker music. It's my favorite genre
of
music.
If we were taking high-speed rail, which is why I don't want high-speed rail, the reason I have a car is I can do what I want. You can do.
It's like being in a high-speed rail.
No, it's
drive
not.
With you. Yeah, it is.
Well, that.
I've
speed.
Done that. Yeah. I've been there.
I'm talking about the environment.
Okay.
So I can do what I. No, we will do trucker music on the way there, my music on the way back. And it's probably going to be barbershop. Might be Beach Boys, but it's probably going to be Barbershop.
Nobody. Hey, are the Beach Boys coming town, or is it a takeoff of the Beach Boys?
No, that's a cover.
An epic. That's a cover band?
Isn't it?
Is it, Todd? Do you know?
I will look it up.
I saw something there when I was at Epic the other night for the band, for the glam band.
Really? The Beach Boys are
coming? I don't
know.
I saw Beach Boys pop up. I didn't know if it was the real thing or if a takeoff.
I'd go to that.
Trucker music so far, 100% yes.
Well.
100% yes. That's all I'm saying. 100% right now.
Anyway.
Trucker over barbershop. What would you do, folks? What would you want to listen to?
You know what? This poll is have fun with it, but
it's democratic.
It has.
This poll's democratic. Yesterday you were telling everybody to run to the polls.
Yeah, I did.
In a snowstorm or 2 days ago. Now all they do is sit there with their phone, and you don't want them to. Yeah, okay.
But speaking of the.
No wonder you're no longer in office.
My choice.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just another shout out, and I said this yesterday, I want to say it again. Everybody who ran for office,
right?
It's a tough thing.
I give them all the credit in the world.
Me too. Like I've said many times, it's, you know, everybody should be a waiter, waitress, and everybody should run for office. It's very humbling to get talked to. Like
I agree.
Want to, and it's a good piece of understanding
I agree.
Our culture. Now, I'm going to be interviewing some people on my new show that starts Sunday at 1 o'clock, and it's called Lean Local, and it's all local people who've got an affiliation with the political system and obviously our community. So we talked a little bit yesterday.
Can I interrupt?
Yep.
Todd just put this up. Wow. Beach Boys are at the baseball stadium in Ashwaubenon this summer.
Cool.
That
so
is correct.
The Rockers place then.
Yeah.
So that must
July
be what
11th.
I saw on Epic. The real Beach Boys.
July 11th.
I would love to see that.
We're going.
I would love to see the Beach Boys.
We are going to that. Yeah. I have 6 weddings to go to this year.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I just hope it's not that on July 11th because I want
to. I would
we'll
love
go
to go
that.
Skip the wedding.
Absolutely.
No. I would skip the wedding.
How many times are you going to see the Beach Boys from now? Come on. I mean, they've got to be late 70s, right?
I mean,
they're big in like mid 60s. I've never seen them. I'd love to see the Beach Boys.
San Diego, what's San Diego's baseball team? Padres?
Yeah.
Okay. They had a game. I lived out there. And then after, people were just hanging around. I'm like, what are they hanging around for? And the Beach Boys came out and played.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
So,
all right.
I've seen the
nice.
Beach Boys.
Mark Scogan, can we get some tickets?
We'll promote it.
Yeah, we'll promote the hell out of it.
Don't think they're going to need a lot of promotion for that.
No,
because that place, what is that seat?
I'm not sure. You know, I'll be honest with you. I hate to say this. I've never been there. Driven past it a bunch of times, but I've yet to be there. I'm going to go this summer, though.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go.
July 11th, we're going.
That's a great league. I'll tell you what, that baseball league. There are so many guys that have made it to the majors out of that league. The Northwoods League is fantastic.
Did they pick up a soccer league? I know they're talking about it, you know?
I don't think they ever did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the city, the candidates. So,
yeah,
so we got Mayor Boyd coming on, and then after that is going to be the president of the village of Ashwaubenon, Jim Rafter. That's going to be fun. He's a good guy. And then
Let me allow you to put on your political consultant cap here or whatever. Anything really surprise you in the results?
I'm probably going to talk about that more on Sunday.
Okay.
A little bit. But you know, my ear is not to the ground like it was. And there was a couple people that I thought, wow, that's, I'm impressed. They won.
Do you see any trends? Do you see any trends?
I think you look at some of the influence of parties. This, you know, back when in the day, it was just really nonpartisan. Nobody really talked. A couple people would say, what do you think about, you know, this or that? That was more of, I'm like, well, that's kind of a state or federal issue. My concern here is the city of Green Bay, and really that's where my focus is going to be. So you kind of like, you know, skirt the issue. However, it seems like there's more partisan. You know, if you look at two candidates, you can kind of pick out, oh, who's the Republican, who's the Democrat, and that's okay. I mean, that's the way it is nationally.
So that has really filtered down to
right,
local politics? Right,
because you have to declare a party once you get past the county, right? So
okay.
Your county board, you can be nonpartisan. Obviously, the city's nonpartisan. But once you get up to the state, assembly or senate, you pick a party, Democrat, Republican. And there's usually one of each. Seldom are they do they run unopposed.
Can I just say, you know what I always thought was ridiculous? I don't know if they do it here or not, to be honest with you. But my brother, who was county sheriff for a lot of years up in Michigan, he had to go out with a party.
Yeah.
Why for sheriff? A sheriff is there to take care of everybody in the county,
I know.
No matter who you are or what you feel. Why would you have to have a sheriff have an affiliation?
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
All right. I agree. So, they do pick a party, but the county executive shouldn't be picking a party. But I think when you look at the elections, and it's kind of, I don't know, is the word sad, but it's just different. That's a better word for it. It's just different that, you know, even at a local level, you represent 9,000 people in a community of, you know, 100,000 that you're affiliated with a party. It's like you should be affiliated with the city of Green Bay. And I used to say, you know, there's, you know, no blue, there's no red, you know, it's just all about Green Bay. And I think we've lost a little bit of that. I think people had run and said, look, I'm going to be nonpartisan, but then you look at where their money's coming from, and you know, it kind of like defines them more than they want to be defined. But it's okay. I mean, we've got good people that won, and you know, we've got a lot to do in the city. We've talked about that. And when I have these people on the show on Sundays at 1 o'clock, you know, I think we talk a lot about the NFL draft, but I want to talk about fentanyl. I want to know what their plans are. And it's tough. And homelessness and the money we've thrown at homelessness. And, you know, what's going to work? Is housing first the right answer? Are these wet houses the right answer? What is it? Is it mental health? So I just want to hear what they're going to say. And then I want to hear what they're going to do about it. And then I'm going to invite them back and maybe take their temperature again and see how they're doing. But I'm really excited about this.
And you're like the last person they'd be able to snow.
Yeah, they're going
to. You've been in the trenches far too long.
20 years.
You know where all the skeletons
I'm really looking forward to it because I have respect for every politician.
Me too.
Because they went, we talked about that.
To have the courage to do that.
Right. And
no question.
It doesn't pay a lot, and it's a lot of work, and some people aren't as nice as they should be. But, you know, if you're doing it for the right reason, it's very rewarding.
All right. Very good. We got to set a quick break. Eric Brundage talking about a great thing, Life Love
awesome
Incorporated.
Guy.
We come back. Back after this.
Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Chef Jose Andres, the founder of the World Central Kitchen Aid Group, said he believes that Israeli forces targeted the 7 aid workers killed in an Israeli strike on Monday in Gaza. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on the U.S. reaction.
President Biden will be speaking with Prime Minister Netanyahu in what is expected and likely to be a very tense call. Look, President Biden, we know, is outraged and he says heartbroken by these killings. In his strongest rebuke yet this week, he accused Israel of simply not doing enough to protect civilians.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's arrived in China for a week of bilateral economic talks. Officials in Los Angeles are trying to figure out just how much money was stolen from a money storage facility after thieves broke in undetected on Easter Sunday and took tens of millions of dollars. There are no suspects. And nobody won the Powerball jackpot, the next jackpot Saturday, worth $1.23 billion. This is ABC News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is staying out of the dispute over which district map should be used if Assembly Speaker Robin Voss faces a recall election this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission had asked the High Court for a ruling. A recall Voss group is trying again after coming up short this spring. The WEC has a week to decide what to do. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin and is a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Cloudy and windy with scattered light rain and snow showers today. Our high near 40 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30, especially this morning. Tonight, we could see a few flurries, otherwise partly cloudy 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 45. We're back to 50 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life,
UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your quick trip to the ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
California of Pennsylvania? Yep. All right, there you go. I know it's conference. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. We're here with Eric. I want to make sure I pronounce your last name right. Brundage?
Yeah.
Brundage.
Yes, you pronounce it right.
Eric Brundage.
Yeah.
From Life Love Incorporated. And it's a fascinating story. And you're kind of a hot commodity around these parts right now. And it's a great story. I mean, you know, we've had thousands of people come in and try out for the Packers over the years. And, you know, 1% of 1,000 make it. And you stuck around. You played a little bit for the Blizzard. Stuck around, and you just liked Green Bay. Give me a little bit of your background before we move into what you're doing now as a and we love talking about entrepreneurs on this show. That's one of our favorite things we love to do. And this is right in our wheelhouse with what you do. Talk a little bit first of all about your background, if you don't mind.
So I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What high school?
Northeast High School.
Oh, that's a tough part of town.
Yeah.
Isn't that by Temple?
Yeah, it's kind of like in the Northeast Philadelphia area. Temple is kind of like closer more to like downtown area.
Okay, all right.
You guys might not know it, but I don't know if you know who Tony Danza is.
Of course. I met Tony Danza. Actually, I did. I was
a stand-in for him.
Can I finish or no?
Go ahead.
I was working in Tucson, Arizona, KOLD TV, Channel 13. Uh-huh. And Tony Danza came out there to train because he was going to try to do some boxing once again. And he actually boxed an exhibition, and I met Tony Danza. I got to know Tony Danza pretty well.
Was he a nice guy?
Not so good.
Well, we got a nice guy here, so from the same area. Did you guys go to high school? How do you know him? Or he's just from your area?
He had a show that he did my junior year of high school called, I believe it was like Teach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually at my high school. I actually got an opportunity to work behind the scenes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we did like a little intern.
You know what my favorite show is right now? Abbott Elementary. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
Oh, about
I
that elementary school in Philadelphia? Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, my God. And they got the one hardcore Italian teacher there. You know? So you get a lot of them in Philly, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You definitely do.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So you went to high school in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And?
So after high school in Philadelphia, I ended up getting a scholarship to go to Westchester. And that's kind of where I really dived into, like, you know, my own, you know, because kind of college was giving that, you know, that opportunity to kind of, like, you know, be yourself. You don't have to worry about mom and dad. You know, you got to be more responsible, take more responsibility. So that's kind of when I got a little bit more serious about, like, the clothing brand and football.
Can I ask one quick question?
Yep.
Did John Spagnuolo go to Westchester?
John Spagnuolo.
Played tight end for the Eagles, then the Packers, then became a sportscaster? No. There's somebody in the pros that went to Westchester. I'll think of it, but go ahead.
John Spagnuolo. That name does sound really, really familiar, but we do got a guy by the name of Lee Woodall.
Oh, sure.
He's really good.
Absolutely.
One of my former teammates, Al-Hajj Baz, he actually played a little bit as well, too.
Oh, cool.
So how'd you do at Westchester University? Did you guys,
he's always going to interrupt me when I start talking about stuff like that.
I just want to...
Go ahead.
How was your career there? Was that, did we guys winning? Were you a record holder? You must have been because you got drafted.
Hey, well, I mean, I tell you what, we won a lot of games. We actually got an opportunity to play on ESPN before. We got to the Final Four my junior year. So, you know, we actually won a regional championship. So I got a ring for that as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, my experience there was awesome. You know, just being able to have that experience. And I did run a little track there as well, too. I don't know if you guys know that. And I did run track in high school. And
what did you do the 100 in?
My 100 was like 10.6.
Okay, now, we're both old. Okay. So we have never been able to translate meters into yards.
Uh-huh.
So when I was in high school, it would be like the 100-yard dash, mm-hmm. and like a 9.5 would be really fast. What would that be compared to like what you did? Any idea?
Shoot, hey, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if you run a 9.5 and 100 meters, you might.
Well, no, this was 100-yard dash. Yeah.
I know. I'm just giving you stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, like that's you saying Bolt numbers right there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't really correlate the two, but I mean, I normally use like 40
Nobody
times.
Nobody can. Nobody knows. Nobody. What'd you do a 40 in?
Well, my fastest 40 on clock. Coach Osagi, you know what I'm saying, from Westchester, he'll give me that. I got like a 4.27. But
whoa,
I did run a 4.31 at an actual workout, though.
Wasn't 4.2 something the fastest at the combine this year?
Yeah.
I think it set a record, didn't it?
Well, that guy, he was running really, really fast. I mean, he ran like a 4.21 or
wow.
something.
Wow. Like that. That's incredible.
Well, you're awfully close.
Yeah, that's wow. like who's got the bigger nose or something where they lean ahead to break the tape by that wow. much more. It's literally like inches apart.
That's impressive. Yeah. So you had a great career at Westchester University, and then you got the phone call.
Yeah, I did. I did. Ended up, Tim Terry, he's no longer here, but when I got the call, I was thrilled. My agent had gave me the insight. So, you know, it's funny because at first I thought that I was being prank called. But
sure.
at the time that I got the call, you know, it was relatively like later on that night. So I was excited about it. And I got the flight, flew out next morning. So.
You know, it's funny. I was just reading a thing about a foreign pack from the 60s. And all these teams had said, oh, we're going to draft you. Well, those teams pop up, and it's like they don't draft them. The Packers had never talked to him. And the secretary in the sports information says, Vince Lombardi's on the phone for you. He goes,
sure.
Right. So Hillary goes, what? It's like, this is Coach Lombardi. It's like, ah!
Wow.
But he said the same thing. He thought it was his buddies pranking him. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like that's kind of one of those things that like every athlete wants, you know, just to have that experience, right. to have the call, you know.
Well, we're glad you're here. I mean, and that was what, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
6-7 years ago.
So that's Coach McCarthy?
Coach McCarthy over there in Dallas. I don't know if y'all like him right by
now. Oh, we still love him. We still love Coach McCarthy. Do. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love what you said about the city. I want to get to that in just a little while. But so how was the transition back in 16?
So, you know, I ended up coming out, ended up having that experience. Didn't work out the way that I wanted it to,
right.
but ended up coming out to work out and play with the Blizzard. So I didn't have a good experience there. I did work out with a couple other teams as well. And I did not mention that, I'm still looking to play ball, man. I'm still looking. This is just, I took the time off last year just to kind of build more of the business and everything. But, like, I've still been diligently doing my training and everything. And, you know, I have some, you know, I've had some opportunities to play. But for me right now, I'm just kind of looking for that right opportunity. Considerably, maybe like the UFL or,
yeah.
you know, maybe arena. But I don't want to press the guns on that more right now. I'm just kind of just more so settling in and working everything out. But it has to be the right opportunity.
For I me. Watched some at UFL game on Sunday. That's good football.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Good
yeah, it
football.
Is. I actually got a coach that I'm really close with out there. With
so are you on your own cool. or do you still have an agent going for that?
I still got a guy that
you
I
do.
Work with.
That's cool.
My guy Rodney. He's my good guy, man.
And he's shaking the bushes for you. So you
gotta have that.
Yeah, you really do.
Absolutely.
You do.
Representation is everything. But I mean, there's guys that's out there that represent themselves. I don't know if you guys know, but Lamar Jackson represents himself as well too.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other guys as
and
well.
He did pretty well.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what.
I mean, he got paid.
He backed it up too. MVP. Yep. You know?
Yep. So okay, 100 meters is 109.4 yards. Okay, thank you for that. Somebody just texted that
in. Oh, dang, I didn't know that.
I didn't know it was further than 100 yards. Okay.
So, the sports thing didn't work out exactly how you wanted, but there's still an opportunity
still
for that. Still might. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
There's still an opportunity. But your background, you've got a pretty extensive art background, right? Is that...
Well, honestly, like at first as a kid, man, I was always curious. You know, I felt like, you know, when they say you touch the stove, you get burnt. You know, I was one of those kids was like, well, I don't know until I experience it. So I needed to
first hand,
you know what I mean? But no, that experience for me, just my mind always wandered and I was always able to like translate that into like art or like papers. You know what I mean? Like when I was a kid, I used to always like the Dragon Ball Z characters and wanted to draw all of those things and stuff. And the character is just kind of one of those things where I was like, oh, these are nice. And I thought in my mind, I created them. And then I actually like wanted to bring them to life. You know, like each character has like their own like backstory, you know, to target some emotional experience that we've all experienced, because I think that we're all the same, but we experience different experiences, but our emotions are just kind of congruent.
That's
but,
awesome. I hear what you're saying on that. Like I said, read a little bit about you. You see yourself in a lot of these.
I'm going to hold these up for the people that are watching.
Yeah.
So this is your artwork here.
Yes.
I mean, it's extraordinary.
Explain this one. Like, this is, that's cool. There you go.
So it's one of my Versus canvases. So the concept of the art, one of the things I learned from one of my art teachers when I was in second grade is you don't throw away your artwork, you know, regardless of whether you like it or you don't, you know, you never know. So for instance, that's Paco. So Paco's meaning is just to like tear stuff up. Just go all out for your goals and dreams and don't hold back. And then the Versus canvas that you held up earlier is essentially like a battle of the emotions. Because sometimes we have these battles within ourselves where it's like we either allow or prevent ourselves from going after our own internal greatness. You know, sometimes when it comes to going after your goals and dreams, you might have one of those sluggish mornings that you wake up and you're tired. But, I mean, you just got to keep going, you know. And Paco's
and according to Paco, you're going after the chainsaw.
Yeah, that... Paco doesn't
that motivates somebody.
Paco doesn't mess around.
I see a chainsaw scene.
I saw that. I think you're right about that. I think there's a lot of internal conflict with people. And then you say that, like, the man Paco, just get out of that. And
yeah, and then the other guy is tough guy. And tough guy's meaning is, like, tough times don't last, but tough people do. So it's like, yeah, like, you know, on the surface, things might not look the right way that you want them to. But if you can internally keep the faith and the mentality as far as working, ferociously for your goals and your dreams, it all pay off in the long run. You know, I think that success is the little things consistently done in a proper way. It's like your habits, like how do you carry yourself in the morning, or where's your mind at when it comes to, adversity, you know? And for instance, like this is Bag Boy. Bag Boy's backstory is on there. So every character have one of those, you know?
Scared of your fears? Me too. It's cool. Though my name is Bad Boy, Bag Boy, and I'm here to tell you that if your dreams don't scare you, then you're not dreaming big enough. We all have down times, but just because we are down doesn't mean we are out. It's the down times that makes us special, because we learn from them and it can inspire us for greatness. I am with you. That is cool.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So to monetize, you sell this, right? You have a couple stores, or did you open your second store? I read.
I'm in a process right now of opening it. I'm going to do a mural release to the public April 17th. My goal for the store was to open, you know, sometime this month. I will give y'all, you know, more insight later.
Please do. Absolutely.
Off air.
We'll promote that for you.
The April 17th mural, is that public where it's going to be?
That will be public. That's going to be at the actual store.
Okay. All right.
So what I wanted to do is I wanted to take time out to paint the mural on the wall. So I painted the mural. I needed it to dry, and I'm a perfectionist. So I wanted to touch it up and, you know, make sure it's look, you know, nice, unique and neat. But ultimately for me, Life Love Incorporated is something that's a staple. It's here to stay. It's going to outlive us, you know, because I think that all of us have like a Life Love Incorporated inside of us. Like we all have a uniqueness. We all been blessed with life, and regardless of who you are, like, you can incorporate something into this earth that we live in. And the whole goal is to help people find whatever it is that we're all internally missing. Because I think that along our journeys, we all have something that's, ambitious about us, you know.
That's awesome.
That's phenomenal.
I want to stay with that. But you had mentioned your second grade teacher. And we were talking, we've had many, many people on the show, and people who influence them. And so often it's these teachers more than parents sometimes. I mean, God bless the parents. I mean, they're trying as hard as they can. But, you know, that teacher in second grade said, look, hey, don't throw out that artwork. You know, you could. And here you are, you know, how old are you, 27?
Hey, man, I'm up there now. I'm 30.
Okay. Okay, whatever. All right. But, you know, you still have your artwork. And now it's got a great backstory to it.
So what are your hopes and dreams? And you're talking about this. Some days you're down, some days you're up, and you just got to keep fighting through it.
Yep.
What makes you get up every morning and have that desire to really achieve?
Well, you know what? For me personally, I believe that I found my life purpose. And my life purpose is to serve other people. And I'm able to serve other people through my art and my experiences. I think that we all have something that we can all learn from. It's just being able to express that the best way that you possibly can, you know, and I think that's what makes us special. So that's what I believe my purpose is, and I think I utilize Life Love Incorporated as a way to bridge the gap for people to find their own goals and dreams and navigate through the character.
Phenomenal. And I'm gonna, when we come back, I'm going to show that other picture, that other painting. It's extreme. It's incredible.
Besides painting, you should be talking more.
Yeah.
This guy's pretty motivational. All right.
Want to do a show? We got to set a quick break. Eric Brundage, Life Love Incorporated, joining us. Fascinating story. Back right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. Eric Brundage from Life Love Incorporated. I'm going to hold up another one of your paintings. Because these are spectacular for the folks that can see on the live stream. Isn't that great?
It just explain that just a little bit, Eric, what we're looking
and
at
again,
here.
We're not just looking at a painting. There's a purpose for this specific painting.
You've got all 16 of your characters in that one?
Yes, I do. I actually have another character that I have, too. I'll give you a little insight on him, too.
Want to hold it? I'm afraid of, like, tearing it or something.
Yeah. You're fine. And
believe me, John and I can't afford that. It's radio.
But to give you a little insight on that particular image, that's called the Art Age image. I call it the concept of the age of art. Like, for instance, how I told you guys all of the characters have an emotional experience. It's a buildup all of oneself. Because all of these emotions are things that we all experience. Mm-hmm. You know,
so every character you got, there's a little part of you?
Well, I would say a part of me, but I kind of correlate them to us. When I say us, I mean all of us, because all of us have different experiences that we experience. Like, for instance, Robo Teddy, like the character that I have on my hat, he's all about being a product of your environment. Like, we all collectively go through different experiences that build us up to make us who we are. So I think that we all have these internal experiences that are emotional experiences that build us up.
So which one does...
By the way, we've got a couple of texts here. Beautiful, the paintings from Luann. Then text, glad you have Eric on. He's fantastic. Those are from a couple of our texters that are listening.
Thanks, Texas. So appreciate you.
Is the new character like a washed-up sports guy that doesn't know state capitals?
What the hell is that?
He said that it's us.
How about a washed-up mayor that doesn't know how to host a trivia show?
Okay, I just can't. That's cool that
Todd,
you...
control your people.
Come on, Todd.
Come on, Todd. God.
We'll start picking on... Let's gang up on Todd. That's a lot more fun. So these people, it's a little, a small part of you, but it's more what you see out there for in the youth.
Well, I wouldn't even just say the youth. I would say like all of us, because I'll give you also. Okay, so the new character, his name is Patchy. Patchy is a pirate. You know, the concept of a pirate is like they are the creators and owners of their ship, right?
Yeah.
So the goal is, we as individuals, we navigate our own ships, and like as a pirate, if the ship goes down, you go down with the ship. So the goal is to take care of your environmental space, because that's really what navigates you and helps you on your journey.
Okay, I gotta ask. That's very deep, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see, I wanna ask this right. Like, What makes you think that way? I mean, that's not surface thinking. I mean, that's very deep thinking. Did you... some religion, some teachers.
We aren't
some...
deep thinkers. Well, in case you haven't noticed, Eric, like what, how, why we are just way on the surface.
Right. Why are you so smart and we're not?
We're like corks bobbing in the ocean.
Well, I mean, I feel like in order to live, you have to be open, you know? And I feel like I read a lot. And just being open to... not only your experience, but other experiences as well. Because I think that life is a journey and we're all just essentially navigating our own ships. And sometimes your ships come across, you know, other people's ships. And
right.
those experiences can either enhance your experience or, you know, you have experiences that I wouldn't say I don't believe in losing, because I think that winners are just losers that were willing to lose again. You know,
and you're trying to express that through this original art.
Well, yeah, you know, and I think that... for me, it's essentially like bridging the gap. Like I said, we all have different experiences. Like, you know, somebody might say, hey, I wanted to go after this particular task, but I didn't have the mind state to do it at that time. Like, hey, relive that. Go after that. Because I think that life is to be lived, you know, and it's
Love
short.
It.
You know,
That's great.
Just make the most of it.
I want to know where we can get this. And I, as I said during the break or even when you came back, verbalizing this means a lot. I mean, looking at it, this is creative, it's colorful, it's good artwork, but you know, not far be it for me to give advice on business, but I mean, if you could get out and give seminars and talk about this is very meaningful.
Absolutely,
good stuff.
I appreciate it.
Where are you at? Where's your bricks and mortar store that we can look at this?
It's on North 200 Broadway of the corner right in between like Fulcoma and Bernstein's Candy.
Right. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Then walking distance.
Right here. Right. We can walk there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it's funny because as my way driving, I said, hey, you know, let me stop by the store to go grab some props.
Yeah.
So I literally just do.
Let's put it this way. It's so close. It's on my walking route.
That's very close.
It's on my workout route. That's how close it is.
Yes.
That's very
great
cool.
stuff. Hey, what's it like to be that talented? Yeah, to run like a 4.2
and then
be able to
that creative,
artist like this and that story, deep. And then
a deep thinker. We are so far away from you.
Can I say one more time? We suck. Let's be honest. You and I, that's why we're just doing this.
We walk out of here.
And other creative people are doing their thing.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
You decided to stay here. You could have gone back to Pennsylvania. You probably could have gone anywhere. Hey, tell me, what are your thoughts on Green Bay after 7 years?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't say I did a full 7 years because in between there, I did play football. I played in the spring league. And then I played a little arena in other areas. So for me, I would say I originally like officially like settled down. I want to say maybe like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
You know, but like, I love it here because like I said, the community is great. Like first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to the guy. Cause I was like, I go to Fulcoma every Tuesday, by the way. And I was there and a guy had said, hey, I read your article, man. I love what you're doing in the community. And he actually paid for my meal. So,
wow.
You right. know, like the genuineism and the appreciation here has been
Where
phenomenal.
Was this?
Fulcoma.
Okay, I'm going there. Yeah. Just in case that same guy's there.
He it's right around the corner.
Yeah. All
right.
I'm going to carry one of his paintings with me.
Right, and say, look.
Good friend of mine, Eric.
We promoted him.
Yeah.
And boy, am I hungry.
We're his agent. Rodney's out of the picture. Sorry, Rodney.
I don't know if Hot Rock will like that.
Well, this has been great. You keep in touch with us.
Absolutely.
Let us know how we can promote this. I think it's fantastic.
Me too.
I'm not blowing smoke. Where it's, I mean, there's a lot of people that are talented artists, but they don't put such meaning behind their work, which is really cool. Yeah. Brings it to a different level.
It is. And I think that, you know, the Broadway district is kind of, you know, there's some unique places there. And it's that's not a mall. You know, it's a place where you can go and find things that are specialty, be it the food or the artwork. So, yeah, I want people to support this. I think that's you're doing great for the community and you're bringing something new for us.
Todd, just put it up there. Give us your web and social media contacts.
Okay, so the website is lifeloveincorporated.com. That's where you can find the backstory on the characters on the Meet the Character page. My personal Instagram is Eric, E-R-I-C-K, _Brundage. That's B-R-U-N. D-I-D-G-E. I do have two Life Love Incorporated pages. The reason why is because I have a brand page and a fan page. So the brand page is where you can see all of the merchandise that we have stored on the website. The fan page is Life_Love Oshkosh_incorporated, and that's where you see all like the testimonies of people holding up the merch.
Phenomenal. Awesome. Eric, keep in touch. You're coming back, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready whenever y'all are.
Fantastic. Right. Hey, and if you were serious about trying to get back into football, mm-hmm. need somebody to throw some passes, let me know.
Oh,
I hurt my shoulder though trying to start a walk.
He can maybe yeah. sure I do got Uncle Rico on speed dial.
I am Uncle Rico. We got it. We'll be back right after this.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Thursday morning on the Earl Ingram Show, join me for In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, only on Civic Media.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the movers.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.